The federal government is hailing the Home Builder program a success. Thousands of South Australians getting to work on new and improved homes across the region during the COVID downturn. That has helped that out as well. Joining me to discuss from a government and industry perspective is member for Barker, Tony Passon. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Jenny.
And managing director of Murray Bridge Builder, JAC Homes. It's Jodie Austin. Hi, Jodie.
Hi, Jenny.
We'll start with you, Tony. How successful has the Home Builder program been?
Jenny, it's fair to say it's been a runaway success. Your listeners might recall that we announced Home Builder at a point in time where there was real concerns about the residential construction industry. We were entering a 1-in-100-year pandemic and the associated recession. The Home Builder program provided $25,000 for eligible applicants who wished to build their home, facilitating them into private home ownership. And in South Australia, we've done better than any other state per capita, and there's been 13,913 grants. So that's 13,913 building sites that are directly attributable to Home Builder. And when you think there are up to 30 trades involved in the construction of any home, you can just start to think about the leverage that's created getting tradies on the tools in the middle of a pandemic.
All right. Now, Jodie, did this scheme come at the right time?
It certainly did. Before this, and even before COVID, the construction industry was struggling. And then when COVID hit, it was just kind of a devastating blow for the whole industry, people cancelling contracts and the like. So having this grant money come through was just a real lifesaver for the industry.
Yeah, and for your business, I imagine you'd be pretty booked up.
We are. We pretty well, it was an instant thing for us. We were actually booked up for the whole of this year in October of 2020, and we are actually still taking on bookings for next year as well. So that's something that's quite unusual for our industry.
That is interesting. So is that disconnected from the subsidy? Because I was going to ask Tony about how we avoid maybe a sharp decline in construction work beyond the subsidies.
Yeah, we had taken on a lot of work for next year and they're still coming in quite strong. So those people are not part of the grant. I guess it may have incentivised people to think about building their own home. I guess also interest rates helps as well. They're quite low, so people are wanting to build.
Yeah. And what do you reckon, Tony?
Well, Jenny, I think the reality is the economy is much stronger than we anticipated it would be at this point. Now, when I say we, that's government, but I think your listeners as well had that expectation that we might have been in all sorts of trouble. And when you're not, that builds confidence. And I think Jodie's right. A low interest environment where the economy is strong means that people are making investment decisions. And the experience of JAC Homes in Murray Bridge is replicated all across my electorate. Very difficult to get a contract written for someone to start work on a residential building in 2021. Bookings are being taken for 2022, and a number of those bookings, I think, are effectively investors who have held off making those decisions because they knew that the home builders, people taking home builder grants, were filling up the pipeline. But this is a great problem to have in the middle of a pandemic. How do we get all the work done? And one of the things, of course, that our government has done in addition to home builder is turn to the vocational education sector and say that anyone who wants to take on an apprentice or trainee will receive a 50% wage subsidy over 12 months. And initially, in the first tranche of that, provided 100,000 apprenticeships and traineeships. The announcement to extend that in the budget will apply to an additional 170,000. So what we're effectively doing, Jenny, is using Home Builder and the stimulus that's provided to create a whole new generation of tradespeople, because of course you take a trade on today, their wage for the first year is subsidised, but then of course in 4 years' time they'll be fully qualified tradesmen filling that skills gap that we've had for far too long.
Oh, excellent. With me at the moment is Tony Passon, the member for Barker, as well as managing director of Murray Bridge Builder JAC Homes, Jodie Austin. Now, Jodie, there's a crippling timber shortage. I'm sure you're aware of that. It's causing an industry-wide crisis. How's it impacting you guys?
We're not so bad. We're actually a steel frame builder.
Mm.
But
well,
it is still impacting us. Because of the timber shortage, we're finding that a lot of builders are returning to steel, so it is causing some delays. But it's kind of a bit uncertain at the moment how things are going to happen, because it's not just frames that we're talking about. It's other timbers, joinery, carpentry, things like that, that may impact as well.
Yeah, right. Tony, any movement on a federal level in managing this issue or thoughts on
Jenny,
the future?
Jenny, we need to be realistic about this. We're effectively cramming 2 years' worth of construction effort into 6 months. Again, it's a great problem to have, in the middle of a pandemic. But I'm not only someone who's a huge fan of the Home Builder Program, I'm also chair of the Parliament's friendship group around timber and wood processing, because of the fact I represent one of Australia's premier forest regions in the Limestone Coast. And I can tell you our sawmillers are very grateful for the work this has generated, but are also ensuring that they are operating three shifts, 24 hours, seeking to meet this demand. The reality is we've turned production up as much as we can. And people, thankfully, are being patient. But this reinforces the need for us to have our own sovereign capacity. I mean, we need to support Australian businesses so they can grow their manufacturing businesses, so that when we have these kind of upticks in demand, we can meet them.